Jesus just took me with him and showed me and took me to America, actually, from France, and showed me the different parts of America that would be shaken and judged. I saw California under the water with debris underneath the water, and I was in the water underneath with Jesus seeing all this.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with David and Stephanie Herzog. And last week, I was just provoked to jealousy as I was interviewing David because he has some of the most unusual miracles. He can't make them happen, but these are signs that cause people to wonder. And when they wonder, they have encounters with God. Now, I want you to meet David's wife, Stephanie. Stephanie, as a young girl, you had a disease that could have been terminal. You were treated medically. What was the disease?
Yeah, I had leukemia at the age of 8. And they did a bone marrow surgery on me.
That's supposed to be very painful.
I remember very well.
I'm
like
sure
it was
you
yesterday,
do.
Yes.
And you were healed?
Yeah, I was fine for a few years, actually. It did great for me, but when I was 16 in high school, it came back, and it was worse than before.
Now, when it came back, at this point, you were a believer in the Messiah.
Yes, yes.
But when it came back, it still had to have a degree of fear. You remember the pain from before, and it is a fatal type of disease in many instances.
Yes. I kept hearing voice saying, oh, you're going to die soon, your life's going to end, that's it for you. But deep inside, I did not bear witness. I didn't feel that that was the truth. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, this is just the beginning of something great. I felt that.
So you had your friends from church pray.
Yes.
Did they fast?
Yeah, my youth group. I told them right away what the doctor said. And they said, we'll fast and pray for your healing. And they did it for a whole week. And that whole week period, that's at the end of the week, that's when I got totally healed.
You didn't have any bone marrow transplant again?
No, no.
I'm sure you were very grateful for that.
Yes.
But what did the doctor say?
Well, he was shocked. He called me and said, I don't know what happened, but after a week of blood tests, this last one, everything is perfectly normal, and you're totally normal and healed. And they didn't understand it. And I said, well, that's what I call a miracle. Because God did it.
And so what did he say to that?
He's like, I guess you can use that term.
Yes. Oh, that sounds very professional.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, we know better.
Yes.
As a young girl, though, your parents were kind of just almost amazed because you would know things. Tell me about that.
Yes, as a child, I just start seeing this supernatural world, the spirit world, and I didn't understand much. Neither my parents.
Give me an example.
Like I would be ready to go to sleep in the night and I start seeing spirits or whatever you call them, you know, floating around and I didn't know what that was. Or during the day, I would just look at somebody and then I would see demons around them.
So the Bible calls this discernment. You could see into the spirit realm.
Yes, yes.
Now, did you ever know things that would happen in the future, and did they happen?
Yes, with my sister.
Give me an example.
Well, I have an older sister, and at that time when we were little, she was always getting into trouble. And like she would skip classes and everything and not tell my parents or not come home, and my parents didn't know where she was. So I would have a dream about her, what she's doing, where she's at. And then when I wake up, I tell my mom about what I had in a dream. And then she would like, And then my sister comes home and she's, I know where you were. God showed your sister. She said that this and this was, you know, and then everything detailed.
Hey, between you and me, did your sister tell you, cool it? Tell her, did she?
She had a fear of God at the same time.
Oh,
she's like,
okay.
How did she know that? Oh, God is telling her things about me. So she was like, she had a fear of me. She was mad at me, but yet she feared the God that was in me, you know, that God was showing me things. So she was kind of both, you know, mad
right.
And yet fearful.
You know, Stephanie, I had you share that because I wanted those that are viewing the show right now to know the accuracy of your gifting, because you saw what is shortly going to happen in America. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But David, the two of you went to France, and France is not the place I think of as miracles happening. Stephanie, tell me about the gold that you saw.
Well, it's amazing because I was pregnant with my second child when we started moving in the glory. And while I was ministering in a town called Troyes in France, and just as I was ministering, all from mid-ceiling down, right in front of me, just golden rain would appear. And it startled me at first because I'm like, what was that? And then I looked down, it's gold dust everywhere. And then it just kept doing it while I was speaking.
Now, David, were you there?
Yes, I was there.
Yes.
What did you see? You described, she told me what she saw. What did you see?
Yeah, well, it was a women's meeting, but I like to be in any meeting, so I'm hungry. So I sat in the back as I was preaching in that meeting, and I saw, as she's preaching, these women run out of the bathroom screaming in the middle of the sermon. And she looks back, and they're screaming, there's gold all over the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And then later, as she was speaking, I could see it in midair just begin to fall.
Like snow?
Yeah, just midair, just begin to fall.
It must have been beautiful.
It was amazing. It was just for a couple seconds, you know, and there it was. It was all over the floor after that.
Now, does this happen a lot at your meetings?
We've seen it a lot in every country we go. We've seen it. It's one of those things where God is in total control of this realm, of this glory. When our baby was born in the hospital, that's when I really saw it clearly that this was God. She's born in a French hospital, atheist doctors. They clean up the baby, they stick her on the bed, and she's covered with gold at birth. So for me, that was a sign.
When you say covered, I have to ask you,
sir.
When you say covered with gold, what in the world do you mean?
Her face and her chest was sparkling with gold.
My goodness, must be a special baby.
Yeah, because she didn't have a makeup kit yet.
Now, when you were in France, you gave an unusual prophecy about soccer. Explain that.
Yeah, we were in the middle of this revival, which means we were doing nightly meetings. It went for 6 months nonstop. On Father's Day, it started of 98. But after 4 weeks, they wanted to shut down the revival. The pastor said, well, the people may be tired. It's vacation time. Everyone in Europe goes on vacation for a month, paid vacation. So that was kind of the element there. And I felt, no, we don't want to end this. Every day, souls are being saved and miracles are happening. So the Lord told me, I tell you what to do. Prophesy. When the prophecy comes to pass, they'll know that it's God's will to continue the revival. I said, that sounds easy. What do I prophesy? Prophesy that France will win the World Soccer Cup in a couple weeks here.
Now, were they the favorite?
At the time, they weren't in the finals, no. But soon enough, within a couple
Did
days...
Did they have a great team?
No, they didn't even think they were going to win anything.
Okay.
And within a couple days or so...
It would take an act of God. That's what I'm trying to find
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And so Brazil, of course, was the number one team. It still is one of the best
teams.
I'm
not much into soccer, but I know about Brazil. Okay.
So within a couple days, it comes down to France and Brazil in the finals.
Hmm.
And France won 3-0. 3-0. And so the pastor, the church, everyone was excited. The nation, they felt this was a sign at that time of God's favor. And so it went on for 6 months nonstop.
I'll tell you what, hold these thoughts, and you think that was a sign. Wait till these signs start happening right where you are. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with David and Stephanie Herzog. Stephanie, I am fascinated by the gift of prophecy that's moving within you and within your husband. But you two are seeing marvelous miracles. David, tell me the most unusual miracle that comes to mind.
Well, one of them we saw, it was amazing. We were doing a crusade in Europe, in France. And a man, two people came out of wheelchairs one night, just came out of their wheelchair, no one prayed for him. A third man left the meeting too early. He wanted to go home and sleep. He was paralyzed. His wife took him to the hotel. She said, stay in the car, I'm gonna go get the keys. Well, of course, he couldn't do anything else but stay in the car. So she went to get the keys, came back out, and he was gone, the car was gone. A thief stole the car with him in it.
The thief didn't realize he was in it?
No, he was. In fact, you know, it's not really nice to steal a car with the owner in it. So what
it's not nice to steal a car at all.
Yeah, so it's very uncomfortable. It's like a pork chop at a kosher wedding, you know. So what he did was he began to kick the man outside the car and while the car was moving, and the seatbelt wrapped around his leg and literally tore it off.
Oh,
so
no.
From below the knee, his leg was cut off.
He's paralyzed, and now he's lost his leg.
Yeah, he's laying on the street. And so they come, they pick him up, his leg, bring him to the hospital, and they try to put it back together. But you know as well as me, even if you have a normal leg and it's ripped off, it's not sure you're going to walk. Even more so if you already were paralyzed before this happened. So moral of the story is stay longer in the meeting. No, I'm kidding. No, so what happened was that night, I didn't know this was happening. And I said, man, there's so many miracles here. Let's pray for handkerchiefs. And we're going to lay hands on them, and you people take them to all your friends and relatives that are sick. So one person took it to the hospital, a friend, I guess, that had heard what had happened, and make a long story short, he began to move his legs and wiggle his toes right after it had been grafted back together when the handkerchief touched his leg. 5 days later, he left the hospital and he's walking.
Well, is this medically possible?
Well, my uncle, he's a surgeon, and I talked to my aunt about this and shared with her the miracle, and she said, even if he was not paralyzed, a regular leg, once it's grafted in, all the arteries and all the tissues are severed, so there is no life. They can't really move anything. And so it had to be an act of God to make it all possible.
Well, actually, that was two miracles. I mean, the first miracle is there's a paralyzed man that all of a sudden can walk, and this is not only a paralyzed man that all of a sudden can walk, his leg was reattached, and you're saying that this is medically impossible.
Yes.
What's God telling you right now?
There's people watching right now, they have an incurable disease, they have body parts that are missing, they have legs maybe amputated, things that the doctors cannot heal. And I feel right now, just to say a quick prayer, for those who are watching that have incurable, you're saying, God can't heal me because the body part's not even there to be healed. God can recreate the body part. His first nature is the creator. Before he was the healer, he was the creator. So it's his first nature to recreate body parts, even more normal for him than it is to heal something that's sick. So we'll just say a quick prayer right now and pray for you. Just look in the screen and stretch out your hands if you'd like. And just receive right now, and we're all going to pray together in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. We just declare body parts to be recreated right now in Jesus' name. I see a leg that's been amputated, and it's beginning to shake violently. We declare that leg to begin to grow out supernaturally in Jesus' name. Missing teeth. You're missing teeth in your mouth, and I see new teeth popping back into your mouth. We declare whole teeth being recreated right now, eardrums being recreated in the name of Jesus. I see many other kinds and I can't say them all because of time, but just receive right now. We declare mass creative miracles right now as people are watching in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, stretch out your hands now and touch right now. And some of you are starting to feel heat or a tingling, or maybe you are paralyzed. I see someone paralyzed and you cannot feel your legs, but you feel the heat and the tingling coming into your legs. Have someone next to you help you up a little bit and try to start walking and see what happens when you're ready, when you feel ready to do it, as your faith leads you. Something is happening as we watch. Others, I've not said your sickness, but God's touching you. You can feel it right now. You can sense something happening. Take a step of faith right now and see what happens.
David, what is happening right now, and you two know this, but perhaps you don't know this, is when God shows up, His presence shows up. His presence is His glory, a tangible manifestation of His presence. And some of you, for various reasons, and it's not that there's anything wrong with you, don't feel a thing. But trust me by faith that God's glory is present. And when God's glory is present, even if David did not state your condition, that's what he was saying, that there is healing in every area. I mean, fingers are being, you bend your fingers and you have pain. You don't have pain anymore. I mean, even the thumb, the pain is gone. The back pain is gone. Pains of all kind are gone. Oh, this is good, but we're going to talk about what's going to happen to America shortly. Don't go away. I'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with David and Stephanie Herzog. And Stephanie, there is such an awesome presence of God right here. I mean, I just believe anything is possible right now. Prophetically, what has God shown you is going to happen?
Well, years ago while we were in France, I was in deep intercession, and then when I went to bed that night, I had, it's not a dream because I felt like he took me, Jesus just took me with him and showed me, and took me to America actually from France, and showed me the different parts of America that will be shaken and judged. And the one of the places was, I saw California under the water with debris underneath the water, and I was in the water underneath with Jesus seeing all this. My first reaction was like, how can I breathe under the water, you know? But it was as if I was breathing air.
Now, when you're saying California underwater, are you saying the entire state or portions of California, or do you not know?
Well, I couldn't really tell, but I just knew a big part of it was underwater.
Okay.
And I was underwater with seeing everything, all the debris, people just toppling under the water's current, and just buildings destroyed, and he was holding my hand. And the weird thing was, I was just thinking about things, and he was responding just from thoughts. We were not speaking through our mouths. It was like he's reading my mind and I'm reading his mind, and it was just going back and forth.
You know what it was? It was spirit to spirit.
Yes.
That's
I
what
didn't
was
need
going
to speak.
On.
It was, yes. Yeah. And I was like, and then he took me to another place where volcanoes were erupting and just lava everywhere, fire shooting out.
Did you know where that was?
I think there was like Colorado area and other parts. Well, I've not been everywhere in the state, so
right.
And other parts of America. And as if I was there, and I was sensing the fear of the people, as if I was among them at that time, like just relating to them, the fear that people were running away, scared. And I was like warning people, you know, get right with God now. This is not the time to do your own thing. This is the time to get right with God. And there was just such a fear of God gripped my heart. And I felt like we've got to tell people about this to get ready for all this, you know.
Stephanie, right now, what is God telling you for those that are watching?
Well, I sense that, you know, there's many people who know God or of God, know of him, but don't really know him. Even Christians who go to church, but they're still really not in right relationship with God. The key is having a relationship with him. And God is saying, he's wooing his people, saying, come to me now, know me now, because it's not that his mercy is running out, it's time that's running out. You know, the time is running out, and he wants more, as many people to believe in him and to know him. And so God is telling people, even the nature, the earth is groaning and is getting sick of sin. That's why all the shaking, it's like the shark attacks and all that going on. It's like even nature, the creation, they're getting sick of sin. They're groaning, all these reactions, the shakings, is because they're getting tired of the sin that is rampant all around
the
world.
You know what I've noticed as I study scripture? Number one, God has more patience than we do.
Yeah.
But number two, it's almost like it's, the best way I can describe it, it's like a barrel, and there's a little sin on the bottom. And then over years and hundreds of years, the sin keeps, and there's some point where the barrel is filled. Mm.
Yes.
And when it gets filled, judgment's poured out.
Exactly. Yes.
And so what you're indicating is two things that I see right now. You're indicating that this is going to happen not 100 years from today, but relatively soon?
Yes. Well, you know, when the Lord showed me, when we were in Israel, in Bethel, that's when I was taken up by the Lord and showed me Europe being shaken. And I thought, oh, I saw fires everywhere. I mean, he took me, he was like an eagle. He took me under his wings and just showed me places. And I saw fire, destruction, smoke going off. And I thought, when I came back down, I thought, Lord, is this like 2 years from now or so? That's what I thought, maybe, you know. And then when I heard about in London, the bombings that took place, I'm like, oh man, it's starting.
So you believe that was the warning sign?
Yes.
From God.
And that was this year's Passover in Bethel when I had that visitation when he took me. And then I just sensed Europe and France, because we've been in France, I knew God's going to shake it like it's never been shaken before. And then America. But see, in America, I sense simultaneously there would be shakings, yet there would be also a great harvest of souls in the process. So there's both blessing, shaking, harvest, all these things together happening.
David, you had an experience that you shared on a previous show in which you saw your own father in hell. Mm-hmm. Would you describe to our viewers right now what hell looked like to you, what you saw going on?
Sure. Yeah, hell was amazing. When I was transported to hell with a group of other people in the room that saw the same thing, you could sense fear, hopelessness, darkness. People were chained, and then fire was burning people alive, but they wouldn't die. So excruciating pain, screaming out, ah. And in that vision, I saw my father. He had not died, but the enemy was trying to take him out, and he was burning up in hell. And the utter hopelessness, when he looked in his eyes, it was like maybe the movies you see about the Holocaust and what they look like, just completely skin and bones, but the flesh burned off. And yet looking at me like, oh, help me, help me, help me. And why didn't you pray for me? And in that vision, my father looked at me and said, why did you stop praying for me? I was so close.
And some of you right now are so close. The Jewish prophet Daniel says, those who are buried in the dust, some shall rise to everlasting life, and some to everlasting condemnation. Which some are you in? Everlasting means no chance of reversal. Is it everlasting life or everlasting condemnation? If the Jewish scriptures are wrong, if the New Testament is wrong, I tell you, if there was no heaven and there was no hell, but the truth is there is a heaven and there is a hell. But if there was no heaven and there was no hell, and you had an opportunity to experience pure love and acceptance and destiny and have your own encounter with God, that would have been enough. And I tell you that that is the purpose of your life. You're working so hard, building so much. What if everything just destroyed? What if the next breath you take is the last breath you ever take? If you have the assurance of where you're going to go, death has no sting. There is no fear. I tell you that no matter what occurs in this late great planet Earth, because it's coming to an end, no matter what occurs, if you are like King David, who said, I beheld the Lord always before me at my right hand. If wherever you go, you see God with you, I mean, someone would be nuts to try to do something to you. Disease comes on you, it can't even come. It just goes so far. And there's this bloodline of the blood of the Lamb that takes away the sins of the whole world. Knowing God, experiencing His love. You've been turned off on religion. You've been turned off on tradition. You've been turned off on hypocrisy. But don't get turned off on the only one that loves you. And He knows everything you've done. And He says, I still love you. Because there is a purpose and a destiny, and you are special, and I want to have you fulfill your destiny. But you can't do it until you come to know God through Jesus. Pray now, get right, and have the greatest period of your life right now. Do it.